With your Posey County Radio News, I'm David Hurdle reporting. Deputy Brendan Schmidt of the Posey County Sheriff's Department was presented with a life-saving award yesterday during the deputies' meeting. Deputy Schmidt responded to a non-responsive driver who had come to a stop on the median of State Road 62 near Ford Road on October 9th. Deputy Schmidt began chest compressions after removing the driver from the vehicle and observing that there was no pulse. He also used his AED device during the incident. The driver regained a pulse and was transported to the hospital, and other first responders assisted in the life-saving efforts. The Posey County Emergency Management Service has announced that coming up on February 24th, there will be a community CPR day taking place at two area locations. One of those locations will be at the Country Mark Pavilion at 6855 Lower New Harmony Road, and the other location will be the Wadesville Fire Department at 4200 Princeton Street in Wadesville. These training classes are open to the public, and you can get certified in CPR for $30. Classes will take place at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at both locations. For information on the classes and how you can sign up, that can be found by calling 812-781-0330. Another Posey County EMS event coming up for the public will be the Car Seat Safety Check event and lead testing. That event is scheduled for January 20th at the New Harmony Fire Department at 400 Fairground Roads. That event will take place in a pull-through bay to help the public stay warm during the event. Car seats will be checked for proper installation, and lead testing will be available for kids via a finger stick. Lead testing is recommended for children at their 1 and 2 year checkups, but can be done for kids 3 through 6 years old as well. More information on the event on January 20th can be found by calling the Posey County EMS at 812-781-0330 as well. New Life Rescue and Adoption has announced that they will be having their annual rescue and adoption auction taking place Saturday, February 3rd at 5 p.m. That event will take place at the Posey County Community Center with a silent auction, live auction, and dinner catered by Hagen Sauce. Tickets for the event will be $35 per person, and the event is for adults 21 and older. For details on how you can get your ticket, contact New Life Rescue and Adoption via telephone at 812-838-3211. Switching to high school sports, tomorrow is the Indiana High School Girls Wrestling State Finals in Kokomo. Weigh-ins will start at 9 a.m. Central Time, and wrestling matches will start at 10 a.m. Posey County is well represented, with North Posey sending three wrestlers. Those include Kenneth Kleinschmidt, Lydia Justice, and Addie Gamblin. And for Mount Vernon, they will be sending four wrestlers. Those are Taylor Mason, Maddie McCarty, Cammie Ritchie, and last year's 170-pound state champion, Hannah West. The Evansville Courier and Press poll continues for the High School Athlete of the Week, and the poll for this week, which ends Friday morning at 10 a.m., includes two female Posey County athletes. Those two athletes are Mount Vernon senior Hannah West and North Posey's junior basketball player Alyssa Heath. These two athletes are first and second in the poll by a landslide over the other eight athletes who are on the list. Again, voting is open until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, and you can find the link to vote on our Facebook page, as well as in our local news story this morning at PoseyCountyRadio.com. In high school sports last night, the Mount Vernon Wildcats did not have any events, so we'll turn to the North Posey Vikings, who were set to host Vincennes, Lincoln, and South Spencer at home in a wrestling meet. South Spencer did not make the event due to a reported illness, and in the duel between North Posey and Vincennes, Lincoln, the Vikings fell 33-39. On the high school sports schedule for tonight, the Mount Vernon Wildcats will be hosting a swim meet starting at 5:15. The Wildcats are set to take on Southridge and North Posey. Turning to college sports, the University of Evansville Purple Aces were on the road last night at Bradley. The Aces were outscored in both periods, 26-41 in the first and 24-45 in the second. Final score of the Aces game last night, Bradley 86 and the University of Evansville 50. We're keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, feel free to email us, news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm David Hurdle reporting, and your weather forecast is next.